There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stripe Live, a little bit later, we're going to hear from Dr. Johannes Bonatti. He is the chief of the Heart and Vascular Institute at Cleveland Clinic. They have just successfully completed the UAE's first full heart transplant. We'll have the story of what happened there a little bit later on. It does have a very, very happy outcome, I should say, as well. We're talking to him just after 6 o'clock. Right now, let's talk to Anita Mera, who joins us on the line from Dubai Airports. Anita is Senior VP. Good afternoon. Good to have you on, Anita.
Hello. How are you, Tim?
Very good, thank you. It's been a long time since we've spoken. We always tend, I think, to speak at this time of the year when we are about to experience the seasonal rush. I guess today's been a tough day for you.
Well, not yet. It's beginning to heat up, but our busiest day is going to be on the 15th of December when all the schools are closing and everybody's going away for the festive season.
Sure.
But it's a lot of fun. You should come and see Concourse C. It looks amazing with our Winter Wonderland.
Well, I've heard a lot about that, and we'll talk about that, and we'll talk some more about your gingerbread Burj Khalifa, which I think is a marvelous idea. But just run us through, if you would. This is the busy weekend of the year at Dubai International. Just run us through some of the stats and the facts and the figures.
Well, yes, it is going to be the busiest. In fact, the busiest December, more than 2016. So we'll have about, over the month of December, 8 million passengers, and on busy days, it'll be close to 250,000 travelers going through the airport. And we're basically predicting that from between the 15th to the 23rd, is very busy, with the 22nd and 23rd being where we have the surge. So for Christmas, and then the surge on the 15th, 16th, which is the weekend that's coming up. So these two weekends are going to be really busy.
And what kind of advice do you have for passengers? Anyone listening now thinking, right, on Friday, I've got to make my way to the airport, I've got a flight to catch. What is your advice for them to do it as smoothly as possible?
The first thing would be to check in online. That always helps. Try and arrive at the airport at least with 3 hours to spare. You can plan your journey using the Dubai Airports app. It's very helpful. If you have an Emirates ID, and you would if you're a resident here, you can go straight through to the smart gates. You don't have to register or be registered. Just use your Emirates ID and get through immigration. And we also have a Facebook chat bot, which one, if you, you know, you want to get in there and ask questions, you can. And if you do get there early, then there are lots of things that you can enjoy in the airport. You'll be through immigration and security, and then there's a great number of food services, et cetera, that you can enjoy.
And to get there, obviously, as early as you can, certainly 3 hours before for international flights.
Yes.
I was going to ask you about the Emirates ID residence visa passport situation there. So you don't have to have registered. If you have a valid visa for here in the UAE and you have an Emirates ID, you can go to the gates. That's how it works.
Yes, and you don't have to use your passport. You use your Emirates ID, you scan your boarding pass,
right,
and then you put your Emirates ID into the slot of the smart gate, and the gate will open, and then you would have had your thumb or fingerprints taken when you get your Emirates ID. They'll ask you for that. The next gate will open, and you're through.
Okay, because a couple of years ago when this was being introduced, I managed to have an argument with the gate, which didn't look very cool, I have to say. But that's no longer the case, which is good news. So massive influx of passengers over the next week or so. There's a lot going on there. It does bring us very nicely, Anita, to the gingerbread Burj Khalifa and Winter Wonderland, of course.
Yes, it does. And I'm sorry, in the beginning I said it was a Concourse C, but it's in fact in Concourse B. So it's Terminal 3 where all the Emirates flights are leaving from. And there's what we're calling Winter Wonderland, which is very similar to some of the festive markets that you have in Europe at this time, with lots to eat and to drink and to buy, and a lot of festive decoration. The big man in red is walking around, in fact, giving gifts to children. So some of the children can be very lucky when going through. There's a lot of activities. In fact, the biggest and probably most exciting for children and adults, if you're into it, is bounce, with a climbing wall, a bouldering wall, and they can do, the children can be on the trampolines. And then within that whole village area, there's lots of places to sit and have drinks and coffees and festive food. So I think people will really get that feeling of the festive season from the beginning, from when they're getting ready to fly.
That's a really, really smart idea, having bounce at the airport. Did you just let slip that it's for children and for adults?
Yes, anybody can get on there. So if you're ready, come dressed to bounce. Yes, anybody can get there, can use that. And it's a lot of fun, and it looks wonderful.
I'm flying in 20 seconds.
I know, I was about to say, Tim is probably getting very excited, Anita, about when he travels. But I guess you're now, I mean, you're saying it's the busiest weekend, busier than 2016. And now you're adding Winter Wonderland, you're adding bounce. I think people are going to be queuing up to get to the airport early so they can avail
yes.
of this.
In fact, another thing that we started in the summer that's worked very well for us is this Early Birds DXP. And if you get there early, you can claim vouchers and use those vouchers to get free food and drink. So if you go on to, if the passengers go on to the Facebook, our Facebook Messenger app, and you can chat directly with Santa, and you can get vouchers, three vouchers that can be used at the different outlets that we have there. So we'd encourage people to get online. And you know, we have Wi-Fi in the airport, which is the fastest and best Wi-Fi. I keep calling it Wi-Fi because it is in the world, and you can download movies. And so, for people who are transiting through, that's really great because they can sit down at one of the nice outlets that we have a meal, and watch a film while they're waiting for their plane. But for residents, if you want to get there early, get through, and really enjoy all of the different things that are available at the airport.
So it doesn't have to be a painful experience. If you get little bit early, a little bit more planning is really the tip, Anita.
Exactly. And you know, we're trying to tell people it doesn't have to be stressful. Your voyage can start really, really well if you just plan a little bit ahead of time. And we have, our airport app is fantastic. Our Facebook page will help you. So get online, look and see what you want to do, in fact, and then get through all of the processes very quickly and enjoy yourself.
And just finally, very briefly, Anita, it's worth noting that the gates work when you land back. When you're tired, you've been away for the holiday break, and you're faced with these queues, you can still use those gates on the return.
That's correct. You can, yes.
All right, then. Are you traveling, by the way, can I ask?
I will be traveling, yes, on the 23rd. I'm going skiing.
Okay, well, have a good Christmas. Happy New
Thank
Year.
Thank you.
Really
Thank
nice
you
to
very
to.
Much.
Anita Merritt is Senior VP at Dubai Airports. Good to have you on. All the best.
Thank you. All the best to both of you. Bye-bye.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.